Jewish custom, and they started buttoning their jackets from right, from left to right. And explains in the letter, it says right, the tzad of kedusha, tzad of chesed. Left, the tzad of lumaze, klipes, gvure. As long as the right side of your jacket is on top of the left side, kedusha predominates, prevails, and everything was okay. They had respect for the Eden. Suddenly adopted their lifestyle, their dressing code. The Eden started to button from left to right, so gave the koyach for klippers, for lumazeh, for tzadak, gvuras, over chesed, and this is the reason. And it says, and tell those Eden in Germany, they should go back to the minik from Avoseinu. They should button, like a yid buttons from right to left, so all these problems will vanish or stop. I myself saw several times by the Verbrengers. I used to usually stand very near to the Rebbe. And I've seen a number of times when somebody would come over to Lachaim, to the Rebbe. The Rebbe noticed this person buttons from right to, from left to right. The Rebbe would tell him, start from now on buttoning from right to left. The Ashgacha Pratis, this big Kfar Chabad. If you read, there's an article about Rav Zevin. His grandson writes about Rav Zevin. And there in this article, the Rebbe, he also mentions how the Rebbe said to a very, very prominent Rav, who also buttoned from left to right, so the Rebbe told him, there he mentions Ashgacha Pratis, that, but I saw, so the Rebbe also mentioned they should start buttoning from right to left. So what do we see? The koyach, of the power of a garment can chas v'sholom, such a trivial, insignificant thing. What's the difference how you button your jacket? It can cause a persecution, an oppression, an harassment of Yidden in Germany. So far, I only mentioned the union for the power of garments in a negative sense. The Yankiv. Even this great, great Yankiv, Chas v'Sholom, he starts to dress himself like a non-Jew, what it can cost to his neshama. And same thing also here with the buttons. Let me say also, in Kedusha, the power of garments. As we know, a Kohen, the function is the Beis HaMikdash, they bring a kapore, atonement for the averes of Am Yisrael, especially a Kohen Godel. So the din is in Chazal, in Halach, in Rambam. When does the Kohen have this power that he can bring in from a kapore? Not the person himself, the Kohen himself, only he puts on the garments of the priestly garments of the Kohen Godel. If he doesn't have the garments, the levushi from a Kohen Godel, he's ineffective, he cannot bring any kapore. So the Maimon von Tzemach Tzedek, he mentions his, what do we see from here? The garments are superior to the person himself. He be a Kohen Godel, such a tzaddik, it's a Kohen Godel. But when does he have, when is he effective to atone for avelis? It's only when he has the garments. The garments are even more powerful than the person who wears the garments. And then the Tzemach Tzedek also discusses at length, but the Gemara says in Erechin, a Kohen Godel put on 8 garments, 8 levushim, Tznif in Choshen, Eifon, and so on, 8 different levushim. And the Gemara mentions how each individual specific garment, how this brings a kapore for Shvichas Domim. This garment brings a kapore for Shvichas Domim. This garment brings a kapore for Gilarayas, Meridik, the most heinous Averis. Dafka, the garments, and each specific individual garments of the 8 garments, how they affect a kapore for this balavere. So Tzemach Tzedek says, what do we see from here? The levushim are even more powerful and greater than the person who wears this levushim. Let me give you another example in Kedusha, the power of garments. Once a chosid came to Tzemach Tzedek, and he came to the Tzemach of Yechides. And Tzemach Tzedek asked this chosid, who are you? He said, Rebbe, I was here by Yechides by you last year, so how come you don't know who I am? So the Tzemach Tzedek says again, I don't know who you are. Who are you? Tell me who you are.